Let's join together in prayer. Our God and our Father, we stand in the presence of one who indeed reigns on high, the one who is majestic over all things, the one who is holy and pure and good, the one who is eternal and unchanging, the one in whose presence we live and have our life. And Father, we live in a world which for the most part has turned its back upon you. It has rejected you. It has neglected you. It has rebelled against you in sins and transgressions. As we read in the scriptures, everyone does that which is right in their own eyes, without any thought for what it is that pleases you. And all of the thoughts and intentions of our heart are only evil continually. Such is the state of our sinfulness before a holy and righteous God. And yet, O Lord, we've been able to sing this evening of a glorious Saviour, one who had come into this world to deal with the issue of our sinfulness, one who would deal with our guilt, one who would deal with the punishment under which we live day by day, that condemnation that our sins bring upon us, because we are those who have transgressed against your law. We are those who have offended you, the great God of heaven. And the Bible tells us that sin has a penalty, and the penalty of sin is death. But we have a Saviour who came and paid that penalty on our behalf, one who stood in our place as our substitute, one who bore our sins upon himself, one who took upon himself the punishment that we deserve, that we might be forgiven, and one also who, having died, rose again on the third day, conquering sin, conquering the grave, conquering death, that in him not only might we have forgiveness of sins, but that we might have newness of life. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful work of salvation that the Lord Jesus Christ has secured for us. We thank you for each one here who knows him and who serves him, weak as we are, O Lord, frail as we are, failing though we do. We nevertheless have a God who is kind, slow to anger, long-suffering towards us, and who meets us with mercy and with grace. And Lord, we pray this evening that each one of us might know something of Christ's salvation. For those of us who've known the Lord Jesus, perhaps even for many years, maybe many, many decades, Lord, that even again this evening, our hearts will be thrilled as we look upon him and think about him and are reminded of what he's done for us. And for those who as yet have never bowed the knee before him, never seen their need of his salvation, Lord, we pray that in a very special way, you will meet with them, as you have with us, that they too might know him, that they might turn in repentance and faith to him, that their lives might be transformed, that they might follow him all their days. So, Father, we thank you for these wonderful things. And as we continue in our worship this evening, as we read your word, as we hear it explained, as we hear from one about the great difference that it makes in our lives to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, that, Lord, we might be greatly helped and encouraged in all of these things. We do pray especially again for those who have never yet trusted in Christ, We ask that you would meet them in your mercy and in your grace this evening, that we might all leave this place this evening rejoicing in Christ and all that you have done. So, Lord, hear us, we pray. Meet with us this evening. We're very much in need of you, O Lord. We don't have what we need to do ourselves good and to bless ourselves. So, Lord, would you not come and bless us this evening, we ask. And we ask, Lord, because there is one who stands in heaven, seated at your right hand, who bears even now in his eternal body the scars of his sacrifice. Would you not hear us, O Lord, on account of your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.